You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We will get started with our pregame show as the Dort College Defenders taking on the Morningside Mustangs in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. And our first order of business is visiting with Coach Craig Steensma, the Dort College women's basketball coach, about tonight's contest. The Dort College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs getting set for this GPAC contest, and had the opportunity to visit with Coach Steensma earlier today about the matchup between these two teams, and coming off that win over Midland, a much-needed win for the Defenders, and here is what the coach had to say.
And, you know, honestly, I think we've been playing better and having good practices, but, you know, to be rewarded with a win was an important thing for us. And, you know, to do it in really convincing style defensively was excellent. And we had a lot of players that played well on the defensive side. And so, you know, that's a really important thing for us to be able to stop people.
You turn the page then and get ready for a Morningside team that is perennially one of the top teams in the conference, and not only the conference but the country for that matter. What does Morningside do so that allows them to perpetuate what they do year after year?
Well, they trap and they press, and they really put a lot of pressure on you to play fast. So defensively, they're a very, very good team, and they run the floor really, really well. And then offensively, you know, they spread the floor out pretty well, and they're very athletic. But also, you know, they shoot the three-point shot very, very well, and they have many different people that shoot it well. You know, so it makes them very, very difficult to cover and to stop offensively. And usually they get in a flow and a rhythm, or they have people come off the bench and hit shots. But they're a very proficient offensive team, and that's why they've been very successful over the years.
Positions that have to play well for your team to have success in competing with Morningside?
Yeah, that's a great question. The point guards for us, our guards really have to play well, and our wings have to be able to make sure that we don't try to do things we can't do and make mistakes with the dribble. But it's really going to come down to our post players. If we can execute our post players attacking them and making them pay for pressing and you know, get them to not be able to play a zone and just to pack it in and then jump the ball when it goes to the wing.
Tell me about players specifically for Morningside that can cause problems.
Well, their number one problem causer is probably Chelsea Trask, number two for them. She's an All-American type player. She's really athletic. She shoots it really well. And, you know, she can get on roles where she can produce points with a dribble attack or with a shot or with a pass, you know, just in bunches. And we can't let her get started. She's been really, really playing well for them lately on offense and defense. But Brittany Alfredson is another player that can key them in their runs. And then, you know, they have great balance. You know, they have probably 9 or 10 different players that can run off 10 to 15 points on a given night. And so, you know, that makes them difficult to prepare for in terms of who do you try to stop.
You talked about your posts needing to have a good night. Past years, we have seen Morningside, when you're able to break down their defense and get the ball into the lane, that's where you can have some success. Is that more of the same this year?
It's definitely more of the same. It's definitely a way to try to attack them, to get the ball, you know, reversed, or to get the ball to a wing and then look to attack short corner, mid post, different areas where the post players can flash to get the ball. But then once they get it, you know, they have to be able to make good decisions in terms of reversing it, kicking it out, attacking the basket, or finding their post partner. If they can do those things, we'll be successful tonight.
Coach Craig Steensma talking about tonight's matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs, and our apologies for sounding just a bit disjointed as the pregame show begins, but some last-minute technical issues to take care of, not only for our broadcast, but for visitors as well, and I think we have all of those things squared away. And let's move along in our pregame show. Let's talk about this matchup between the Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs. Now, Morningside, as I alluded to and pointed out during our pregame show, very good ball club year in, year out. They're 10-3 this year. They stand number 5 in the most recent NAI Division II women's basketball poll. Mustangs are 5-1 in the GPAC with a loss to Hastings by 54-50 margin. Their wins are over Northwestern, Concordia, Dakota Wesleyan, Doan, and Midland. Mustangs are averaging 80.8 points per contest. They allow 68.4 points per game while converting 40.4% of their field goals. The Mustangs are getting out rebounded 40.5 to 43.6. That is not uncommon, though, for this team. Here's where they make it up. They have forced 335 turnovers in 12 games. That's an average of about 25 per contest. They've given ball up 247 times. That's about 20 per contest. Right there you have five extra possessions for the Mustangs. Chelsea Trask averages 16.5 points per game, grabs 4.3 rebounds, has 31 steals so far this season. No other player for Morningside is averaging double figures. Leanna Osten is good for 8.8 points per game. Brittany Alfredson is good for 8.3. She also grabs a team-high 6.8 rebounds. Shelby Baudette, Hannah Bloom, and Nicola Reiner all score between 7 and 8 points per game. The Defender women are 4-7 overall, 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, snapped a losing streak, a five-game losing streak at that on Monday with a win over Midland. The Defenders have conference wins over Doan and Midland this season. Four losses this year have been by 7 points or less. Four of those losses by 7 points or less. Dort College is averaging 62.9 points per game, allows 61.3 points per outing. The Defenders are shooting 39.7% from the floor. Opponents are making 38.4% of the field goals they try. The Defenders out-rebound teams 37.8 to 35.0. Dort College is getting a team-high 12.7 points per game and 8.2 rebounds per contest from Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke is converting 52.9% of the field goals she tries. Brianna Spronk is adding 10.9 points per game with 6.4 rebounds. Kayla Gaysink's knocking down 7.9 points per game while making 46.3% of her three-point shots. Elise Marish is averaging 7.5 points per game. Jessica Jelsma scores 6.2. She leads the team with 2.5 assists per contest. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR is made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. They're also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Kevin Gaysink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Why leave your...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Starting lineups look like this. First of all, for the 10-3 Morningside Mustangs, they'll start number two, Chelsea Trask, a 5'9 junior from Rockford, Iowa, averaging 16.5 points per game. Shelby Baudette is a 5'7 junior from Walt Hill, Nebraska, averaging 7.3 points per game. Leanne Osten is a 5'6 sophomore from Columbus, Nebraska, averaging 8.8 points per contest. Brittany Alfredson is a 5'11 senior from Mobile, Iowa. She averages 8.3 points per game. And Kayleen Anderson is a 6'1 sophomore from Rosalie, Nebraska, averaging 5.2 points per contest. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start Kayla Brookice, a 5'5 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 1.7 points per game. Jessica Jelsma is a 5'8 freshman from Hudsonville, Michigan, averaging 6.2 points per contest. Kara Van Dyke's a 6'2 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 12.7 points per game. She's tops on the team in scoring. Brianna Spronk's a 5'11 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10.9 points per game. And Elise Marish is a 5'11 sophomore from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 7.5 points per game. Morningside leads the series with the Defenders 38-11 in women's play. Morningside won the January 5 meeting in Sioux Center 71-50. They led 31-23 at halftime. Julia DeCuckuck had 16 points in the loss. Kara Van Dyke and Brianna Spronk had 13 each. And Brianna Spronk also snared 13 rebounds. Tanea Warden had 13 points, while Lauren Nugent and Brittany Alfredson had 12 points each for the winners. Morningside beat Doan last Saturday, 89-56. Chelsea Trask at 23. Leanne Osten had 15. Dort College women were 65-43 winners over Midland on Monday night. Kara Van Dyke tallied 12 points and 13 rebounds. Elise Marish was good for 14 points on 6 of 7 shooting from the floor. Kayla Gason came off of the bench to score 11 while making 3 of 4 three-point shots. The defenders held a 44-34 rebounding advantage, turned the ball over 23 times to 24 for the Warriors. College also converted 7 of 18 three-point shots. That's 23 of 53 from the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Opening tip-off right after this. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'd appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Opening tip controlled by Morningside. Mustangs have it. Three-pointer cast up, no good. Rebound taken away by the North College defender, Shelby Baudette. Missed that three-pointer from the left wing. Jump ball called, alternating possession. North College will have the basketball back. So North College with the basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Elise Marish. Marish looking to throw it in danger of 5 seconds. Call ball tapped away from behind. Morningside comes away with it. Baudette with the basketball out front. She feeds it right wing. Three-pointer on the way. Off the heel, no good. Rebound out long. Taken away by Baudette. Baudette with the basketball. Baudette with it. Comes right side. Feeds it over to Alfredson. Alfredson picks up her dribble. Runs the pick and roll. Gives it underneath to Anderson. And Kayleen Anderson has it knocked away from behind. Out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside to throw the ball in. Chelsea Trask, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gets it into Anderson. Anderson loses it on the baseline. She's looking to find someone now. Gets it away out front to Osten. Leanne Osten. Pass tipped away by Van Dyke underneath. It goes out of bounds. Deflected off of Brian Reichen underneath the basket. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They had a player open underneath momentarily. Now they finally get it into Alfredson. Turn around in the lane is up off of the window and good. Two-point basket for Osten. And the Mustangs lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Morningside with the early lead. Pass comes right side. Get it over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke for the tie off the baseline. No good. Rebound taken away by Sprunk. Gathers herself up strong. Good. Brianna Sprunk with the offensive rebound and the putback, and we're tied up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Morningside has the basketball out on the left wing. This is Osten. Osten comes back over to Anderson. Anderson in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball. Sprunk gives it up to Jessica Jelsma. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. 18:30 remaining first half. Just underway. Pass goes left corner. Three-pointer by Brookeis. No good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Sprunk. Sprunk off of the bottom of the backboard. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Morningside. Morningside clears it out. They're running up the floor with it. Baudette. Baudette gives it off. Left side. Three. Cast up by Brittany Alfredson from well behind the three-point line. She missed it. No good. North College comes away with the rebound. This is Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball. And we have an over and back violation called on the North College defenders at midcourt. 2-2 our score, 18:05 remaining. First half just underway. Dort College in Morningside tied up 2-2. Trask gives it up Osten. Osten back out front. Now Trask with it on the left wing. Trask being guarded closely there by Brookeis, and Brookeis is going to be called for a reach in. So the foul called on Baudette. Baudette whistled for foul number one. Team foul number one on the defenders as well. Morningside will inbound it right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Baudette to throw it in. Gets the ball inbounded, but a foul called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for her first personal. Did I say Baudette picked up a foul moments ago? That should have been Brookeis for Dort College picked up a foul. Morningside gets the ball inbounded, and slipping down the left side of the lane is Alfredson. Alfredson makes it a 4-2 ball game. 4-2 our score. Dort College racing back the other way. Gelsman doesn't have the number. She retreats to the left wing. She has Van Dyke on the left baseline. Instead comes back over to Brookeis. Brookeis underneath Marish. Marish with the basketball. Comes back over to Brookeis. Brookeis comes right back over to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. Her shot too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Brookeis. And Brookeis is fouled on the play by Chelsea Trask. Trask whistled for the foul. That's foul number one on Trask. Morningside will go to the bench with Bobby McManaman. McManaman is in. Baudette is out. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. They get it inbounded to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking. Gets it away to Gelsma. Gelsma underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke, two players around her, puts it up. Shot no good. And the Dort College defenders will get the basketball back as it was blocked out of bounds. Dort College throws it in on the baseline. Spronk. Spronk has the baseline. Decide can't get it. Now gives it off. Shot on the way. No good by Brookeis. Rebound cleared out by Morningside. Morningside over the basketball. Up the floor quickly. Long pass over the top. Ball stepped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Sloppy play thus far. Dort College already with 7 rebounds. Brianna Spronk has it poked away from behind. Coming away with it is Gelsma. Gelsma takes it up the floor. Gelsma drives in, drops it off to Van Dyke. Van Dyke baseline jumper, too strong, no good. Rebound tip out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside as Marish had it momentarily. Marish will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Marish throws in over the top, gets it to Gelsma. Gelsma at the point, drives into the lane, off the heel, good. Jessica Gelsma with a two-point basket. 4-4 our score. We're tied up. Right side three on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Gelsma. 4-4 our score, 16:25 remaining. Left side with the basketball is Brookeis. Brookeis to Spronk. Spronk swings it. And coming away with it is Alfredson. Alfredson over the basketball. Alfredson across the timeline. She goes left side over to Trask. Trask out front, McManaman. McManaman with the basketball. Kalina Anderson. Anderson goes to Alfredson. Alfredson gets the return pass. Now gives it to Trask on the right wing. Morningside struggling to get any offense going. They give it back over to Trask. Long three, no good. But the rebound taken away by Osten. Osten, baseline jumper, count the hoop, and she's fouled on the play. And Kara Van Dyke has just picked up her second personal. Foul called on number 31, Kara Van Dyke. So Van Dyke whistled for her second. A free throw on the way for Osten. She's got 4 points. Pending a free throw here for the old-fashioned three-point play. Gaysink and Cook are in. Free throw is up and down. 7-2 our score on the three-point play by Osten. Danelle Bone with the basketball. Comes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Back over to Bone. Bone in the backcourt. Remember, no 10-second call in women's basketball. Spronk comes back over to Bone. Bone double team, gives it up. Van Dyke, Van Dyke into Spronk, and Spronk misses. Spronk can't knock down the 10-footer from the right side of the lane. Instead, Morningside comes away with the basketball. Comes back to Trask. Trask, deep right corner. Trask guarded there closely by Gaysink, and a 5 seconds call on Morningside. So Morningside turns it over. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Bailey Spencer will check into the ballgame. Kara Van Dyke will check out. 15:09 left to play. First half. 7-4. Morningside in front. Jamie Cook with the basketball midcourt. Right side, Spronk. Spronk all the way down to the baseline. Underneath it goes Spencer. Spencer double teamed. Bowen into the corner. Spronk steps into a three. Good. 7-7 our score. Spronk with the three-point basket. Brianna Spronk with 5 points this evening. Lob pass down low. Kick out. Comes back into the corner. Elfredson to Nicole Rahner. Rahner gets the ball back. Comes back outside. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. That was Bobby McManaman missing the three-point shot, and here come the defenders. Pass into the front court. Gasing. Gasing. Touch pass underneath for Spronk, and Spronk is fouled on the play. Foul goes on Hannah Bloom. Hannah Bloom whistled for the personal. Her first. York College will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in is Jamie Cook. Cook gets it in over the top. Spencer. Spencer had Cook open underneath for a moment. Couldn't find her in time. Now Spencer with it on the right wing. Drops it into the free throw line to Cook. Cook to Gasink. Gasink left side. Bone. Bone. Cook. Cook. High low. Intended for Spencer. Taken away. Here comes Morningside. Baudette will take it across half court. Goes left side over to Rahner. Rahner with the basketball. McManaman at the point. McManaman goes right side. Baudette. Baudette underneath. Shot is good by Elfredson on the right side of the lane. Morningside leads 9-7. 13:40 remaining, first half. Pass intended for Spronk on the sideline, and Spronk can't handle it. Ball goes out of bounds, less touched by the Dort College defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. And a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. 13:37 and counting. Morningside with a basketball after the Dort College timeout. So Dort College exhausts their first timeout. It's a full. Dort College trailing by a pair. Right side pass with the ball is Betts. Betts down to the baseline. Cut off by Spencer. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Betts with the ball out front. Betts looking inside for Bloom. Instead comes back to the wing for McManaman. I beg your pardon, Baudette. Baudette with the three-point bucket. Dort College trails 12-7. 12-7 our score. Cook gets it to Gasink. Gasink across the half-court stripe. They try to double her. They get it right side Bone. Bone to Spronk. Spronk underneath Spencer. Shovels it back outside Bone. They reverse it over to Cook. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out, long, controlled by, well, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. So Morningside has the basketball. Morningside enjoying a five-point lead at this point. With it on the right side is Betts. Betts to Rahner. Rahner with the basketball. Rahner comes back over to Lehman. Lehman to Baudette. Pass underneath, tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside leading 12-7. Still looking for someone to throw to, and they get it in, Morningside. Seven to shoot for the Mustangs. They get it to Bloom. Bloom into the lane, ball's down on the floor, still loose, and the Dort College defenders retrieve it. Here comes Dort College, Spronk. Spronk on the left wing. Spronk high post, Cook. Cook back to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Now to Gasink. Gasink to Bone. Bone to Spencer. Spencer, 12-footer, right side, no good. Dort College coming back the other way. Morningside with the basketball. Dort College on defense. Mustangs work it around, leading by five. And we've got a hand check called on Kayla Gasink. Gasink called for the hand check. Gaysink whistled for her first. Team foul number four. Dort College has been going without care of Van Dyke the last 6 minutes or so. They check Van Dyke back into the ballgame now. Actually, around the 16-minute mark that they checked her out. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kara Van Dyke throwing the ball in for the defenders. Van Dyke gets it into Gaysink. Gaysink up the side to Spencer. Spencer to Bone. Bone over the basketball. Bone up to midcourt. Tries to pass it back middle of the floor, and it's taken away by Baudette. Baudette with a left hand from the right side. No good. Rebound taken away by Gaysink, and we've got a foul called in the backcourt. Foul's called on Danelle Betts. 12-7, Nord College down 5. Throwing the ball in is Elise Marish. Marish to Gaysink. Gaysink back over to Marish. Comes right side Bone. Danelle Bone with the basketball. Bone goes right side Spencer. Spencer back out front. Bone. Bone left wing. Working around Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Bone. Bone lets fly with a three from the right wing. Good. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket. Nord College trails 12-10. So Dort College fighting to stay close. Morningside now with a chance to push the lead back up. They go right block to Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. Bloom gives it up. Betts. And the ball's thrown away by Morningside. Dort College gets the basketball back off the turnover. Through 9 minutes of play, we've had 9 turnovers combined. 6 by Dort College, 3 by Morningside. Neither team shooting the ball well. Morningside 35.7%. Dort College 28.6%. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Right side of the lane. On the other end of the floor, they get it in. That was free throw line extended. Back over to Marish. Marish still in the backcourt. Marish goes middle of the floor to Gelsman. Gelsman with the basketball. Bounce pass Spencer. Kick out Bone for the lead. Yes. 3-point basket for Danelle Bone. And the defenders lead 13-12. Dort College takes their first lead of the contest. Back-to-back threes by Danelle Bone. Morningside basketball. Mustangs driving in. They kick it off right side over to Bloom. Bloom with the ball. Bloom in the corner has it stripped away by Spencer, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. So Morningside will throw it in. Chelsea Trask, ball tipped and taken back by Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Gelsma, doesn't have the number. She's on the left elbow of the lane. Pass out front, Bone. Bone back left side to Gelsma. Gelsma goes underneath, intended for Van Dyke, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College that time. It's Morningside basketball. Morningside. We'll have the basketball. And the Mustangs will bring it up. Half court with it is Leanne Osten. Osten to Lehman. Lehman with the basketball. Lehman to Trask. Trask at the free throw line. Three-pointer is up off the heel. No good. Rebound tipped by Bone. Kept alive. Van Dyke with it. Gets it away. Gelsma. Gelsma with the ball. Jessica Gelsma up the floor with it, picks up her dribble, comes right side over to Bone. Bone to Spencer, Spencer, Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is shoved through the lane. That foul is going to go on Leanne Osten. That'll be her first. Bailey Spencer checks out of the ballgame. Elise Marish to check in. She's throwing the ball in. And she throws it over the top for Gelsma. Gelsma sets the offense. Dort College basketball, Gelsma. Gelsma tests the waters, drops it off for Van Dyke. Van Dyke intended for Marish. Marish with the basketball back over to Gelsma. Gelsma with the left hand, scoops it up, good. Two-point basket for Jessica Gelsma, and the Dort College defenders lead 15-12. Dort College by three, 9-10 remaining, first half. Morningside. Working it around left side, Osten. Osten comes right side over to Trask. Trask back to Lehman. Lehman left side. They give it up. Anderson. Anderson into the lane. Three to shoot. They get it off at the shot clock buzzer. No good. Ball deflected out. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish doesn't have the numbers. It's two on three. She stops, floats it up in the lane. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Mustangs bringing it up. Trask. Trask. Long pass into the front court and a foul called on Jessica Jelsma, retreating on defense. Free throws on the way for Oston. And the Dort College defenders holding a three-point lead will send Oston to the free throw line. Three players accounting for all 15 points for the defenders so far. Three players accounting for Morningside's 13. First free throw was good by Oston. She's got another one coming. So another free throw on the way for Oston. This one rattles, no good. A rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk with the basketball, gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma will take it up. Jessica Jelsma with it on the left wing. Picks up her dribble, comes back over to Marish. Marish tries to save it in, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. So Morningside will bring it up. Leanne Oston, they give it up baseline, and we've got a blocking foul called on Dort College and Morningside. Kayla Brookeis picks up foul number two. Morningside to throw it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. Picked up by Anderson. Morningside over the basketball. They pass it into the lane. Anderson. Anderson puts it up. Forced the contact. Shot was no good. Gets the return rebound. Puts it up strong. Gets fouled on the play. And Caravan Dyke has just picked up her third personal. Alfred Anderson to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 8 minutes remaining in the first half. So Van Dyke will stay in for this offensive possession as Anderson makes both free throws. And the Mustangs have taken back the lead at 16-15. Marish comes left side over to Jelsma. Jelsma down to the baseline. Her shot no good. Fight for the rebound. It's taken away by Trask. Trask driving in, puts it up, blocked by Marish, but a foul called on Marish. And Trask will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Marish whistled for foul number one. So two free throws on the way for Trask. Trask, a 77% free throw shooter. First one is off the mark, no good. She's got another one coming. A second free throw coming here for Trask. 48 of 63 this season from the free throw line. She's attempted the most free throws of any Morningside player. She makes the second one. And the Mustangs have established a 17-15 lead. 7:40 left to play in the half. Comes back over to Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Spronk looking. Lobs it over the top. Jelsma. Jelsma comes back over to Marish, and Marish can't handle it. Too many turnovers. Dort College with nine already. And the Mustangs will get the basketball back. So Dort College battling, but too many unforced errors. With the basketball is Alfredson. Pass underneath, shot no good. Anderson with a putback. Anderson with the two-point basket. She's got five. And the Mustangs have now scored seven in a row. They lead by four. Jelsma with the basketball, and she is fouled on the play by Oston. Oston whistled for foul number two. 7:02 remaining, first half. Jelsma and Marish will check out. Cook will throw it in. Spronk, Gasing, Spencer, and Bone on the left line, or the left side of the lane. Throwing it in is Cook. Cook gets it into Spencer. Spencer to Gasing. Gasing reverses Spronk. Spronk, baseline jumper, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away Morningside with the basketball. Baudette with it. Baudette goes high post. Anderson. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound fought for and tipped and controlled by Bone. Bone with the rebound. Here comes Dort College. Right side, Gaysink. Gaysink, swing pass over the top, throws it away. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Craig Steensma will use his second timeout of the night. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Tonight's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Three-pointer rattled, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback. Morningside Mustangs, Kayleen Anderson, and Anderson with 7 first-half points. And the Mustangs continue their run. They trailed at 1:15 to 12. They've scored the last 9 points. They lead now 21-15 down to the baseline. Sprunk. Sprunk. Spencer. Spencer. Spinner in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Kick out Gaysink. Gaysink. Bone. Bone. Three off the heel. Bounces again off the rim. No good. Rebound fought for and taken away by Morningside. Mustangs have the basketball. Bobby McManaman with it. McManaman to Anderson. Anderson to a wide open Alfredson. Alfredson with a 2-point basket. She's got 6. And the defenders trail 23-15. Sprunk with the basketball. Comes back over to Cook. Cook, right side, intended for Spencer. Got her on the baseline. Out front, Bone. Bone, 3-ball. No good. Rebound taken away by Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. She'll bring it up. Anderson gives it off to Baudette. Baudette with the ball. Baudette comes left side over to McManaman. McManaman, 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Gaysink. Gaysink, 1 player to beat. Here comes Gaysink with the right hand. Stops on the block. Kick out back over to Bone. Bone, Sprunk. Sprunk, top of the key. Brianna Sprunk with the basketball. Comes back over to Gaysink. Gaysink, 3-ball, breaking the string. No. Rebound taken away by Morningside. And Alfredson off of the 3-pointer missed from the corner by Gaysink. Morningside basketball, Baudette. Baudette with it on the left side. Baudette gives it up, left swing, over to Anderson. Anderson, free throw line jumper on the way. No good, missed it. That was Nicole Rauner. And here come the defenders, trailing by 8. Cook with the ball on the wing. Comes right side. That's Gaysink. Gaysink, Bone. Bone, left side, Cook. Cook with the ball. Cook back over to Bone. Bone to Gaysink. Gaysink on the right wing, using her dribble, trying to get the ball back to the middle of the floor. Gives it to Sprunk. Sprunk, free throw line. Gaysink underneath Spencer. Spencer lay in good. Bailey Spencer with a 2-point basket. Dort College back to within 6 at 23-17, breaking the run of 12 points in a row. Beg your pardon. Of 11 points in a row, Dort College back to within 6 at 23-17. Left side passes Alfredson. Alfredson down to the baseline. Nothing there. Tries to feed it underneath to McManaman, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside to throw the ball in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Shelby Baudette to throw the ball in. Pass goes in right side. Layup is good. Nothing fancy that time by Morningside. Just a simple slip down the right side of the lane. And they got wide open on the 2-point basket for Lacey Lehman. 25-17 our score. Comes left side over to Sprunk. Sprunk down to the baseline. Sprunk forces it up off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound taken away. Rebound was out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside brings the ball up. This is Baudette. Baudette with it on the right side. They dump it underneath. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Put back attempt no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook with the basketball. Brings it up. Gives it away. Right side over to Bone. Bone to Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball. Sprunk to Marish. Marish, Sprunk. Sprunk's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Morningside. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC in the community. Morningside basketball leading by 8 as we approach the 3-minute mark of the first half. Mustangs have the ball. They pass it right side. Trask. Trask shot. No good. Rebound tipped out long. Taken away by Dort College. Dort with the basketball. Bringing it up is Bone. Bone with it. Back over to Spronk. Spronk right side. Bone. Bone to Marish. Marish back to Spronk. Spronk straight on jumper for 3 is good. Brianna Spronk with 8. Dort College trails 25-20. Well, if they can get to halftime with it relatively close, it'd be a good thing, especially with Caravan Dyke on the bench with 3 personals. Morningside charging back the other way. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Spronk off of the missed shot by Danelle Betts. Danelle Bone brings it up for the defender. She passes left side Brookice. Brookice inside Marish. Marish, 3 players around. Comes back over to Bone. Bone, Marish, Marish, Spronk. Spronk with it on the right elbow. She comes back over to Brookice. Brookice gives it underneath. Spronk falls down on the floor. Wrestled away. Spronk had it momentarily. Threw it away. Taken back by Morningside. Mustang basketball. Danelle Betts with the basketball. She goes left side. Swinging around. Top of the key. 3-pointer is up. No good by Trask. Rebound fought for. Tipped and controlled by Bloom. Bloom basket. Good. Bloom with the 2-point basket. Dort College trails 27-20. Bone is in the backcourt. Bone for Dort College gives it to Brookice. Brookice at midcourt. She comes right side back over to Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Spronk will drive in, kicks it out. Left side Gasing passes up the shot, goes back over to Bone. 3-pointer, yes. Danelle Bone with the 3-point basket. Dort College back to within 4, 27-24. Danelle Bone with her 3rd 3-pointer of the evening. Driving the other way is Trask. Trask layup good. Chelsea Trask with 3. Dort College trails 29-24. Beg your pardon, 29-23 that is. Right side with it is Brookice. Back over to Gasing. Gasing, Marish. Marish free throw line back to Gasing. Kayla Gasing back to Bone. Bone with it. Out front. Right side, Brookice. Brookice, Gasing. Gasing sets herself at the free throw line. Kicks it back outside, Brookice. Brookice missed the 3, short, no good. Under a minute left to play in the first half. Dort College trails 29-23. Morningside driving the other way. Trask, lay in, good. Right now, Dort College having a tough time keeping up with Trask. She's bided her time, if you will, through the first half and now has scored 5 points in a hurry. Brookice with the basketball, fouled at midcourt. Foul's going to go on Danelle Betts. Betts picks up foul number 2. 27.2 seconds remaining. It's team foul number 6 on the Mustangs. So Dort College not in the bonus yet. Dort College throwing it in Marish. Marish gets it into Bone, and Bone has it stripped away immediately by Baudette. Shot clock is off, 26.5 seconds remaining. They get it inbounded to Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Spronk to Jelsma. Jelsma with it. Jelsma dribbling with the left hand, picks up her dribble back over to Spronk. Spronk with it, comes back over to Brookice. Brookice, Spronk, Spronk. 11 seconds left. Bone, left side, Jelsma. Jelsma driving in, puts it up with the right hand, and she's called for a charge. 6.2 seconds left. Morningside has a shot at a end of the half basket. They've got to go the length of the floor in 6.2 seconds. That is enough time. They get the ball inbounded to Trask. Trask in the backcourt. Marish bothers it enough, and now Trask will hold on to the basketball. That's the end of the half. Our score, Morningside 31, Dort College 24. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Well, we are in the midst of the Subway Taco John's shootout, and Ben Gaysink, the younger brother of Kayla Gaysink. Kayla Gaysink taking a half-court shot and rattling it off of the back iron. The Dort College defenders trailing Morningside 31-23 at halftime. The Dort College defenders had a lead of 15-12. Morningside went on a 11-0 run to take control of the first half and go into the locker room up by 8, 31-23. And Curtis Van Grau has just won $100 to Subway. And with Curtis, that might not go very far. Dort College trails this one 31-23. Donnell Bone with 9 points to lead the defenders unofficially, while the Mustangs are topped by Kayleen Anderson with 7 unofficially. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of all the numbers right after this. 31-23, our score, Dort College trailing Morningside in women's college basketball. Here are the numbers. Dort College 9 for 28, 32.1%. 5 of 12 from the three-point line, 41.7%. Dort College did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Morningside 13 of 35 from the floor, 37.1%. 1 for 12 on threes, 8.3%. 4 for 6 on free throws, 66.7%. Morningside 4 for 6 from the deck. Dort College 22-20, the rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort College 13. Morningside 5. Individually, Dort College paced by Danelle Bone, 9 points on 3 of 5 shooting for 3 pointers. Brianna Spronk with 8 points, 3 for 8 from the deck, 2 for 2 on threes. 4 points for Jessica Gelsman, 2 for Bailey Spencer. Rebounding for the defenders, Brianna Spronk has 5, 3 for Kayla Gaysink. 1 steal each for Van Dyke and Gaysink in the first half for the defenders. Dort College also hampered by Kira Van Dyke's 3 fouls in the first half. She was limited to just 9 points. Usually like her to have 14 or 15 minutes in the first half of play. For Morningside, 7 points for Kayleen Anderson, 3 for 6 from the floor. 6 points each for Brittany Alfredson and Leanne Osten. 5 for Chelsea Trask, 3 for Shelby Baudette, 2 for Lacey Lehman, and 2 for Hannah Bloom for their total of 31. Kayleen Anderson leads Morningside with 4 rebounds, 3 for Brittany Alfredson and 3 for Hannah Bloom. Shelby Baudette with a pair of assists. And Kayla Gaysink credited with 2 assists for the defenders. We're at halftime. Dort College trails Morningside 31-23. Tonight's broadcast made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Taking a look at what else is happening in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this evening. There's just one other conference doubleheader taking place tonight, and that matches up Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan. Otherwise, it's a pretty quiet night for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. It will be busier as we head into the weekend. Dort College will be on the road for the men's basketball team. They'll be at Briarcliff. Women will be done after tonight, till after Christmas. Midland is at Bellevue in a men's basketball game tonight. That starts at 7 o'clock. And Midland women are at York College in women's basketball. Mount Marty and Dakota Wesleyan are tangling at the Corn Palace this evening in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. No report on that game at the Corn Palace, and it appears now we do. 37-28, Mount Marty leads Dakota Wesleyan in women's play early in the second half. 5:25 left to go till our second half begins. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Just taking a look at the Dort College women's basketball schedule for post-Christmas. Tonight marks the final game of the first semester, if you will. On 2 weeks from today, Dort College will be facing Missouri Baptist at the Northwestern Red Raider Classic in Orange City. That'll be a 4 o'clock start time. Then they're scheduled to play Viterbo on the following day, 1 week from tomorrow. That is scheduled for a 2 o'clock start time in Orange City. Viterbo, a school out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. Missouri Baptist, I believe, located in suburban St. Louis. And then the defenders return to GPAC action on January the 2nd, Monday night. That's a 6 o'clock start time. That's a women's game only. Dort College facing Briar Cliff. On Monday, January 2, that is predicated by Briar Cliff's taking a trip here in the next few days, and their women's team is unavailable to play on the regular scheduled Saturday GPAC doubleheader, which would be this coming Saturday. So there's the upcoming schedule for the Dort College women. Dort College men's basketball team will be playing Morningside following this women's contest. Matchup of rated teams. Dort College defenders rated number 2 in the country. Morningside ranked 22nd. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com, and by Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member, FDIC. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Second half set to begin. Dort College led in the first half by Danelle Bones, 9 points. Morningside's Kayleen Anderson has 7. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investors, 712-395-0764. Morningside with the basketball as we start the second half of play. Morningside owning an 8-point lead at 31-23. Mustangs working it around on the left side, comes out front. This is Osten. Osten gives it up to Anderson, and Anderson is tripped up on the way to the basket. And if that's on Caravan Dyke, that's number 4 on her. They're going to call it on Elise Marish instead. That's foul number 2 on her. Morningside to throw the ball in. Mustangs get the ball in, bounded over the top. They get it to Trask. Trask goes left side. Gives it up to Osten. Osten in the lane. Her two-point basket is good. 8 points for Osten. Dort College trails by 10, 33-23. Pass comes over the top to Spronk, and Spronk is fouled on the play. Baudette whistled for the personal at midcourt. That's foul number 1 on her. Team foul number 1 on Morningside as well. Brooke Ice passes left side over to Jelsma. Jelsma gives it into the corner to Marish. Marish, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, jumper, good. Kara Van Dyke with her first 2 points this evening, hampered by foul trouble throughout the first half. Dort College down by 8, 33-25. Right side pass is Trask. Trask on the wing. Trask down to the baseline. Spin move back to the middle of the floor. Puts it up from 12, good. Tough shot. She got it to go. She's got 7. It's a 10-point game again at 35-25. Dort College basketball. Sprunt trying to lead Marish. Does so. Gets it into the corner and tries to save it in. Back over to Van Dyke, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It's Morningside basketball. Morningside basketball. Baudette Baudette will bring it up for the Mustangs. Baudette will drive left lane, loses, picks up Brookice. Brookice with the basketball after the steal. Brookice will take it across half court, picks up her dribble, gives it away to Jelsma. Ball's down on the floor, fight for it. Sprunt comes up with it, gives it to Jelsma, and Jelsma's called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Mustangs. So Morningside has the ball back, and the Mustangs will walk it up. Baudette will take it across half court. Baudette with the ball at midcourt. Three-pointer on the way. That one's good. Three-point basket for Chelsea Trask. She's got 10, and the defenders lead 38-25. 38-25, our score, Jelsma. Jelsma back over to Brookice, and the ball is tipped by Trask. York College comes away with it. Jelsma with it. Jelsma trying to make something out of it now up the left sideline, and it's poked away from behind. Coming up with it is Osten, and now Osten is tripped up by Elise Marish. Marish whistled for the personal at midcourt. Feet got tangled up. She gets called for a third personal. 17:43 left to go in the half. Morningside with the basketball, Baudette. Baudette comes right side to Trask. Trask, we've got a blocking foul called on Brookice. Kayla Brookice picks up her third personal, and Dort College is in some serious foul trouble. Nobody's picked up their fourth yet. They've got three with three fouls. Morningside has the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Osten will throw it in. Osten gets the ball inbounded to Trask. Trask off the dribble. Kick out pass, Baudette. Baudette, baseline jumper is good. Beg your pardon, that was Olsen. Osten. Osten with a two-point basket. She's got 10. And the defenders trail 40-25. They've been outscored 9-2 to start the second half. Back with more after this timeout charge to Dort College. York College basketball after the timeout. Ball inbounded to Kayla Gaysink. Gaysink gives it up to Bone. Bone to Marish. Marish gives it across the timeline to Spronk. Brianna Spronk with the basketball. She comes right side to Bone. Bone to Marish. Marish on the wing. Tries to feed it down low for Spronk, and the ball is deflected. Picked off, and here comes Morningside with the basketball coming back the other way. Morningside has it out front. This is Baudette. Baudette, spin move at the free throw line. Drives in with the left hand. Good. Shelby Baudette with a two-point basket, 42-25. And now a tie-up. 42-25, our score, Baudette with 5 points. Morningside has taken control early in the second half of this contest. It was an 8-point ball game at 33-25. Morningside has scored 9 points in a row now, leading 42-25. Ball inbounded to Jamie Cook. Cook with the basketball in the backcourt, double teamed, and we've got a foul on the play called on Morningside. Chelsea Trask whistled for her second personal. Team foul number two on Morningside in this half. North College gets the ball inbounded. Gaysink. Gaysink comes back to Cook. Cook at the top of the key, right side. Marish. Marish down to the baseline. Cut off there, double teamed. Looking to reverse it, now gets it over to Cook. Cook looking underneath. Cook will drive in, and we've got a foul on the play called on Morningside. Foul's going to go on Morningside's. That's going to go on Osten. That's her third. 42-25 our score. Cook throwing it in. Gets it into Spencer. Spencer on the baseline. Back to Cook. Cook shovels it outside. Bone. Bone three. In and out. No good. Rebound tipped out long, controlled by no one. It goes out of bounds, last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. 42-25, Morningside by 17, 16-23 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College inbounds. They get a left side Cook. Cook, jumper, no good from the wing. Rebound controlled by Alfredson. Alfredson with the basketball. She takes it across half court. Alfredson out front. Rauner with the basketball. to Trask. Trask, three-pointer on the way by Rauner, spins it in. Rauner with the three-point basket. Morningside has opened up a 20-point lead at 45-25. Things getting tougher and tougher for the defenders right now. 15:57 left to play in the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Jamie Cook with the basketball in the backcourt. Cook gives it up. Looking for Spencer, trying to give it up. Now gets it away instead over to Bone. Bone to Marish. Marish, pass over the top, is taken away by Morningside and McManaman. Trask with it on the left side. Trask has the dribble down to the baseline, cut off. Comes back over to McManaman. McManaman with the ball, taken back by Cook, and now the ball is on the floor. And on the alternating, well, we've got a foul called on the play against Morningside. Brittany Alfredson whistled for the personal, her first. And Elise Marish will check out of the contest. Brianna Spronk will check in. On the floor for the defenders right now, Spronk, Bone, Gasink, Spencer, and Cook. Morningside has gone to their bench here. McManaman, Rauner, Alfredson, and Betts, I believe along with Bloom, making up their quintet right now. Dort College into the front court. Spronk with it. Down to the baseline. Three players around her. Got to find the open person on the reversal. Tries to, and now Kayla Gasing trying to get to the ball. Knocks Rauner to the floor. It will be Morningside basketball on the foul called on Kayla Gasing. Gasing whistled for foul number two. Morningside over the basketball. Morningside pass over the top. Mustangs have it. Get it to Betts. Betts rifles it inside Bloom, and Bloom is fouled on the play, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot. Hannah Bloom will go to the free throw line for a pair. It's foul number one on Bailey Spencer. Team foul number five on the defenders. Bloom's free throw is good. Dort College has scored one bucket here in the second half. First 5:03 of the second half, and the lid's pretty tight on the Dort College basket. Another free throw on the way. This one's up short, no good. Rebound cleared out by Spronk. Morningside leads 46-25. Dort College with the ball in the backcourt. Cook. Cook clears it out to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone to Jelsma. Jelsma with it at the top of the key. Drops it off for Cook. Cook with the right hand from the left side. Good. Jamie Cook with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 46-27. Pass comes right side. McManaman. McManaman back over to Betts. Betts with the ball. Betts to Rauner. Rauner drives in, kicks it out, and it's taken away by Cook. Cook ahead to Jelsma. Jelsma stops, puts it up, draws the contact. No call made either way. Rebound out long. Spencer. Spencer, Bone. Bone, Cook. Cook, left elbow. Nothing there. Kick out pass back over to Bone. Bone, three. No good. Rebound taken away by Morningside's Brittany Alfredson. Alfredson with the basketball after the missed shot. Here come the Mustangs. Rauner with it out front. Rauner puts it on the floor, drives with the left hand. And her shot misses everything. Alfredson there for the rebound. A three on the way is up and down for the Mustangs. And Danelle Betts. Betts with the three-point basket. Morningside leads 49-27. Ball in the backcourt with it. Brianna Spronk has called for a double dribble. So the turnover gives the basketball back to Morningside. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Mustangs in control of this one. 13:29 left to go in the game. Morningside inbounding on the sideline. They get it into Trask. Trask fouled on the play by Bone, and Danelle Bone whistled for her first personal. And free throws on the way for Chelsea Trask. Trask with 10 points this evening, averaging 16.5 points per game. Misses the first free throw. She's now 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 712-722-2313. Missed free throw. So Dort College gets the ball, trailing by 22. A steal, but Lacey Lehman steps on the sideline out of bounds immediately. Dort College will maintain possession of the basketball. Pass comes into Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it off Gelsma. Gelsma bounce pass to Van Dyke. Van Dyke back over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice back over to Bone. Bone, three-pointer. Good. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket. She's got 12, and the defenders trail 49-30. Chelsea Trask out front. Trask back to Bloom. Bloom back to Trask. Her three left it short, no good. Rebound cleared out by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke gets it ahead to Brookice. Brookice with the ball down to the baseline. Brookice splits the defense. Back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke loses it on the way to the hoop. Falls down on the floor. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It's Morningside basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. Morningside inbounds the basketball. They get it to Osten. 12 and a half left to go in the contest. Osten swinging around right side. Trask. Trask to Betts. Betts. Her pass is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Osten. Osten waiting for someone to cut. She passes it in over the top to Trask. Trask back to Osten. Osten three, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Morningside. Morningside over the basketball. Osten back into the lane. Off of the window, too strong, no good. Rebound taken off of one bounce by Jessica Gelsma. Here comes Dort College. Long pass into the front court to Brookice. Brookice, Sprock. Sprock right up baseline. Sprock, round the horn they go. Back over to Bone. Bone sets, fires another three. Three-point basket by Danelle Bone, and for Bone, that is her fifth this evening. And the defenders trail 49-33. Dort College down by 16. 11:57 left to go in the half. Back with more after this. Defenders are down to their final two timeouts. Those are both 30-second timeouts. After exhausting their fourth full-length timeout, Dort College trails 49-33. Mustangs with the basketball in the backcourt. Osten gets it across half court to Trask. Trask to Bloom. Bloom with it on the left side. Bloom with the basketball. Back out front. Three-pointer on the way from the wing. Kicked off the heel. No good by Danelle Betts. Here comes Dort College. Long pass into the front court. Here's Gelsma. Gelsma with the basketball. Back over to Sprock. Sprock looking down low. She'll drive into the lane. Kicks it back over to Brookice. Brookice down to the baseline. Nothing there. Back to Sprock. Sprock three from the wing. No good. Rebound taken away by Gelsma. Short arms the putback, and it's taken back by Bloom. Bloom with the rebound. Here comes Osten. Osten with the ball on the right side. Osten's pass is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Bone. It'll be Morningside basketball on the sideline. Brookice is out. Gasink is in. Morningside leads 49-33 with the basketball. They go down low to Anderson. Anderson reverses it to Baudette. Back to Anderson on the right elbow of the lane. Anderson, nothing there. Back to Baudette. Seven to shoot for the Mustangs. Right side, Osten. Osten, give and go. Back over to Anderson. Shot blocked by Van Dyke. And the ball goes out of bounds. And I believe there should have been a shot clock reset. You don't think the ball hit the rim? The officials will confer, and they will give Dort College the basketball on the shot clock violation. Our statisticians did not think the ball hit the rim. I thought it might have. Sprock will throw the ball in. Sprock gets it into Bone. Bone with the basketball in the backcourt. Donnell gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma, Gaysink. Gaysink with the ball. Gaysink across half court and thrown away. Ball actually contacted the official, Cammy Becker, in play, and it stayed in play for a moment, but then went out of bounds. It was last touched by Door College. Morningside gets the basketball on the turnover. Long pass over the top. With it is Anderson. Anderson off of the glass. Good. Kayleen Anderson with 9 points. And the defenders trail 51-33 in women's college basketball. So we approach the midpoint of the second half. Around the horn they go, Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Bone. Bone to Gaysink. Gaysink right wing. Gaysink back to the top of the key. Left side pass, Bone. Bone underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke tries to put it up and had it stripped. Morningside gets the basketball back. Baudette. Baudette with the ball. Baudette goes left side. Back over to Alfredson. Alfredson shot no good. Rebound tipped and ball's out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. 9:52 left to play. Dort College trailing. Tough night offensively for the defenders so far. Morningside over the ball, Chelsea Trask. Trask goes high post, gives to Osten. Osten might have traveled with it, no call made. And now a travel called on the Mustangs. It's a little late, but Dort College gets the ball back on the turnover. If not for Danelle Bone this evening, it's a real tough night offensively for the defenders. She's got 15 of their 33 points. Jelsma with the ball, back over to Bone. Bone, three, missed it, no good, left it short. Rebound tipped and controlled by Baudette down to the corner. Baudette gets it back to Osten. Osten driving the other way, shot no good, but there for the rebound is Osten. Osten put back is good. Osten with 12, and the Mustangs lead 53-33. 9:15 left to play in the game. Jelsma fires it back over to Cook. Cook with the ball. Dort College scored 10 points here in the second half, and the Mustangs get another steal in the forward court. Mustangs have the ball. This is Baudette. Baudette will take it up after dribbling it off of a Dort College player. She picks it up, dribbles it into the front court. Ball tipped by Cook. Taken back by Trask. Trask, three, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Morningside. Morningside around the horn. Comes back to Trask. Trask at the free throw line. Trask back outside. Osten. Osten, three. Good. Osten with her first three. She's got 15. And the Mustangs lead 56-33. Ball's deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. Actually thrown away by the defenders on the far sideline. Bone will stay in the ballgame. Jelsma will check out. Brooke Ice also stays in the ballgame for the Dort College defenders. Shelby Baudette across half court. She goes right side over to Anderson. Anderson underneath. Ball tip. Dort College down on the floor after it. Coming away with it is Spronk. Spronk to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone goes left side. Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice nearly turns it over and now does turn it over on the sideline. Far too many turnovers this evening for the defenders. Have that as number 25 for Dort College with 8:02 remaining in the contest. Morningside is led by, well, this is their largest margin, 23. Morningside with the basketball on the wing. They come back out to Chelsea Trask. Trask down to the right side. With the ball is Betts. Betts left side. Alfredson. Alfredson throws up a runner. It's good. She's got eight. And the defenders trail 58-33. 58-33, our score. Cook ahead to Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice with the ball. Brooke Ice double teamed. Comes back right side over to Spronk. Spronk. Bounce pass down low intended for Cook. And a foul called on the play against Baudette. Baudette whistled for her second personal. Team foul number five on Morningside in this half. Dort College has yet to shoot a free throw this evening. 7:20 left to play in the contest. Gaysink gets the ball inbounded to Cook. Cook with the ball, wide open. Spronk. Spronk puts it up. Her shot is good. Brianna Spronk with 10 points, and the defenders trail 58-35. Pass goes into the middle of the floor and the middle of the lane, and we've got a hold called on the defenders. So for Brianna Spronk, that's foul number one. 7:04 remaining. Morningside leads 58-35. Free throw is up. Rattles out, no good. So the missed free throw by the Mustangs. Dort College with the basketball. And a tip pass coming up with it is Brookice. Brookice at half court, 19 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Cook. Cook shovels it off to Spronk. Spronk, right side of the lane. Back out front, Brookice. Brookice, Cook. Cook, 15-footer off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice, a fresh 35 to work with. Back over to Cook. Cook, Gasink. Gasink fakes the pass, puts up the three, hits it. Kayla Gasink with the three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders cut the lead down 58-38. Well, if nothing else, Dort College has shot the three ball better today than they have in a while. 38.9%. Brookice will check out of the ball game. Dort College gets the ball back after the Mustangs unable to convert. Cook will take it across half court. Long pass ahead to Gasink. Gasink is called for traveling. 6:15 left to go in the half. Dort College trails 58-38. And the Dort College defenders playing defense as Morningside gets the ball inbounded. New player in the game is Mandy Osborne. Osborne with the ball. Osborne drops it off. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders in care of Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. 6 minutes remaining. Comes back over to Danelle Miedema. Bone with the basketball. Bone goes left side. Adamson. Adamson, Gasink. Gasink underneath Van Dyke. And Van Dyke is pushed from behind. Foul called on Shelby Baudette. Baudette whistled for her third personal. Bone will check out. Gelsma will check in. It's team foul number five. Team foul number five on the on the Mustangs in this half. Beg your pardon, six now. Next foul, they go to the free throw line, do the defenders for the first time this evening. Spencer passes it out front, Gelsma. Gelsma will drive in, puts it up, no good, but she's fouled, and Jessica Gelsma will shoot free throws for the first time this evening for the Dort College defenders. So Gelsma to shoot a pair. So 24 minutes and 21 seconds into this contest, Dort College shoots their first free throw. I should say 34 minutes and 21 seconds into this contest, the defenders shoot their first free throw. Gelsma makes one of two. Dort College with the offensive rebound, shot by Gelsma, too strong off of the backboard, no good. And the defenders trail 58-39. 5.5 left to go in the game. Driving with the left hand. Layup is good by Shelby Baudette. She's got 7. 60-39, Dort College down 21. The suspense taken out of this one early in the second half. Dort College was down 8 at halftime. Kayla Adamson hits a 3. So Kayla Adamson drills the 3-point basket, her first points tonight. Defenders trail 60-42. For the defenders, they have now made 9 three-point baskets. A 3 on the other end by the Mustangs. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders, Alfredson. Alfredson missed the 3. Here's Van Dyke driving the other way, and Alfredson is called for a foul. Van Dyke gets the basket to go. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot 1. 4:46 left to go in the game. Dort College trailing 60-44. pending a three-point play opportunity here for Van Dyke. Adamson, Jelsma, Spronk, Bone, and Van Dyke on the floor for the defenders. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trails by 15, 60-45. Mustangs for the basketball after the timeout by the defenders. They have 1 30-second timeout remaining. Bringing it up is Osten. Osten feeds it right side Trask. Trask back over to Baudette. Baudette gives left corner to Osten. Osten with the ball. She'll put it on the floor. End of the lane. Puts it up. Blocked by Van Dyke. Ball's loose. Picked up by the defenders in the backcourt. Spronk. Spronk away to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone gives it back up over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Van Dyke. Ball's loose. It's down on the floor. Still loose. Picked up by Jelsma. Jelsma might have gotten away with a double dribble. Dort College with the ball. 13 to shoot for the defenders. Spronk down to the baseline. Spronk reverses it back over to Jelsma. Jelsma in the lane, and she's going to be called for double dribble. She dribbled the ball to get control of it and then put the ball on the deck again. 4 minutes and 2 seconds left to go in regulation. Dort College trails 60-45. Mustangs bringing it up is Baudette. Baudette across half court. Baudette to Trask. Trask, right side, Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Anderson to Baudette. Baudette with the ball back over to Alfredson. Alfredson gives it up. Underneath to Osten. Osten, two-point basket is good. 62-45, Morningside. Adamson on the left wing, puts it on the floor at the free throw line, tries to thread the needle, and the ball is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Adamson for the defenders. So Adamson to trigger it. Gets it in over the top, Van Dyke. Van Dyke jumper in the lane, off the rim, no good. Rebound cleared out by Trask. Trask gets the rebound. And she gives it off. Morningside with a 17-point advantage to work with. They'll start trying to milk the clock here. Trask feeds it left side. Three on the way is too strong, no good. Rebound cleared out by Brookice on the weak side. Lacey Lehman missed that three-point shot. Dort College gets the basketball back. With it is Brookice. Brookice across half court. Picks up her dribble. She comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Right side, Adamson. Adamson gives it up. Brookice. Brookice to Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Spronk will drive. Puts it up. And she's called for traveling. Dort College closing in now on 30 turnovers for the ball game. 62-45, Morningside in front. 2:40 left to play in regulation. Brookice trying to hassle the inbounds pass. They get it into Osten. Osten with it left side to Baudette. Baudette with the basketball. Baudette out front. She goes over to Anderson. Anderson to Baudette. Baudette with the ball. Baudette, right side, Osten. Osten with it on the wing. Osten gives it up. Baudette, 2:15 to go, and Baudette with a two-point basket. She's got nine. And the defenders trail 64-45. 2:05 remaining. Brookice loses it off of her knee. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. It's defender basketball. Wholesale changes for the Mustangs. Lauren Nugent checks into the contest. Lacey Lehman. Osten stays in. Brianna Mosier on the floor. 2 minutes left to go in the game. Dort College down by 19, a turnover. Here comes Lehman with the basketball on the right side, and she turns it over on the other end. Two teams trading turnovers. Dort College will inbound it, length of the floor in front of them. 1:50 remaining. Ball game. Dort College with the ball. Brookice to Van Dyke. Van Dyke swing pass over the top. Gasing puts it up in traffic. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound cleared out by Morningside. Dort College looking like a team that could use a little time off before their next contest. Mustangs give it up. On the left side is Osten, and Osten travels with it. So Dort College gets the ball back after the turnover. Dort College will fall to 4-8 overall, 2-5 of the conference. Morningside will improve to 11-3 and 6-1. Morningside will be playing Midland this Saturday. 1:20 left to play in the game. Brookice on the left side picks up her dribble. Back over to Bone. Bone with it. Still has the bounce. Now goes right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Back over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, and she is fouled. Foul's going to go on Laura Tomjak. So Tomjak whistled for the personal. One in the bonus on the way for Brookice. So if she can make the front end of the one and one, she can draw Dort College back to within 17. Brookice's first free throw is good. First point tonight for Brookice, averaging 1.7 points per game. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. Dort College misses on the second free throw by Kayla Brookice. Dort College trails 64-46. Pass goes underneath. Morningside with the basketball. Turn around in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Coming away with it is Bone. Bone with the ball up the floor. Right side. Adamson. Adamson down to the baseline. 40 seconds to play. Back to Brookice. Three-pointer. Rainbow. No. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Long. Three players around her. Throws it away. Morningside comes away with the basketball. Coming up with it is Nugent. Long pass into the front court. Shot on the way. No good by Ashley Schroeder to the free throw line to shoot. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw coming. Can make it a 20-point ball game here. 25.9 seconds remaining. That one's up and down as well for Schroeder. And the Mustangs lead it by 20. Bone with the basketball in between the circles. Left side it goes, Adamson. Adamson, Spencer, Bone to Marish. Marish, nothing there. Back over to Bone. Bone, three-pointer, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Adamson. Her shot, no good. Rebound, Marish. Marish loses it, and it's taken back by Morningside. 4 seconds left. That's going to be our final. Morningside, 66. Dort College, 46. Morningside now 11-3, 6-1. Dort College, 4-8. And 2-5. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trailed 31-23 at halftime. But the Morningside Mustangs ran away from Dort College, outscoring the defenders 15-2 to start the second half. Pushed the lead up to 21. Dort College had the lead down to 15 at one point, but that is as close as they would get after that in the second half, losing by the final of 66-46. Dort College led unofficially by Danelle Bone with 15 points, while the Mustangs were topped by Leanne Osten with 17. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break and be back with a look at the numbers right after this. The Morningside Mustangs keep pace in the Great Plains Athletic Conference pre-Christmas race with a 66-46 win over the defenders. Elsewhere, Mount Marty a victor over Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan falls to 1-5. That's Dakota Wesleyan falling to 1-5. Mount Marty He improves to 3-3, and that's the only other GPAC women's basketball game on the schedule for this evening. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Inklin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com, where the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Just gotten a look at the numbers. We'll take a moment to review them, and we'll be back taking a look at the stats right after this. Women's basketball stats look like this. Morningside, 27 of 63 from the floor. 42.9%, 5 for 22 on threes, 22.7%, 7 of 13 on free throws, 53.8%. For the defenders, 17 of 50 from the floor, 34%, 9 for 22 on three-pointers, 40.9%, 3 for 5 on free throws for 60%. Dort College out-rebounded Morningside, 41-34. Turnovers, Dort College, 32, Morningside, 14. Dort College led by Danelle Bones, 15 points. She was 5 of 11, all on three-pointers. Brianna Spronk had 10. 5 points each for Kara Van Dyke and Jessica Jelsma. 3 for Kayla Adamson, 2 for Bailey Spencer, 2 for Jamie Cook, 1 for Kayla Brookeis for their total of 46. For the Mustangs, they were led by Leanne Osten with 17, 10 for Chelsea Trask, 9 for Shelby Baudette, 9 for Kayleen Anderson, 8 for Leanne Osten. 3 each for Nicole Rauner, Danelle Betts, Hannah Bloom, 2 for Ashley Schrader, 2 for Lacey Lehman, for their total of 66. Brianna Spronk had a team-high 7 rebounds. Kayla Brookeis had 6 for the defenders, 5 for Kara Van Dyke, 4 for Jessica Jelsma, 4 for Elise Marish, 3 for Kayla Gasing. 3 rebounds for Bailey Spencer, 3 for Jamie Cook. For the Mustangs, 6 for Brittany Alfredson, 5 for Kayleen Anderson. We're talking rebounds here. Leanne Osten with 4. 3 each for Chelsea Trask and Shelby Bonnet. 2 for Danelle Betts. 5 for Hannah Bloom. Chelsea Trask with 4 assists. Shelby Bonnet with 3 assists. Jessica Jelsma, beg your pardon. Yes, double check that. Jelsma had 4 assists for the defenders. Kara Van Dyke had 2. Jamie Cook credited with two steals for the defenders. 6 total steals for Dort College. Morningside had 15 total steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Women's college basketball coach for Dort College, Craig Steensman, joins me now. And, Coach, taking a look at the numbers, one number jumps out, and that was something we talked about in the pregame. You had to take care of the basketball, and 32 turnovers against Morningside, just far too many. A lot of them piled up in the second half.
Yeah, you know, we got in a hurry when we got behind, and we tried to force things, and, you know, we had some – you know, just very unforced turnovers. And the team was talking about that afterwards and just said, you know, we've got to learn to be under control all the time, not just a part of the time. And, you know, that's something that we absolutely have to get better at after Christmas.
First half, you got into some foul trouble with Caravan Dyke. You've got to learn to play through those things, because that is going to happen, especially with a post player who's active. You're going to have to learn to play some stretches without her, even though you don't want to.
Right. You know, I think she got three fouls there pretty early, and other people stepped up and played pretty well, and I thought we did a decent job of controlling the pace in the first half, even though, you know, right at the end where we'd get a two-on-one or, you know, ball at short corner and we'd make a mistake there, and, you know, we have to be able to just slow down, relax, and play through that without turning it over.
What was the difference in the second half? Because you were down, what, 7 or 8 at halftime, and then they went on, I believe, a 15-2 run to start the second half. What was the difference?
Well, I thought they, you know, they make it pretty hard for you. Offensively, their offensive execution is really good. And so, you know, that's a good credit to them, but they just put a lot of offensive pressure on, and then our turnovers led to easy baskets for them, and that allowed them to be a little more loose and shoot the ball a little bit better.
9 for 22 on threes, probably a few more three-pointers than you would normally like to shoot, but a good percentage.
Yeah, you know, on ball reversals, they were there, and when you have a wide-open three, sometimes that's the best shot you're going to get. And so we don't mind them taking those when they're on a ball reversal or on a kick-out. And, you know, I thought Danelle took some good shots tonight. Brianna Sprunk and Kayla Adamson also, you know, did all right from there, so... You know, we had some good shots, but the bottom line is that 30 turnovers plus is you can't win a basketball game that way.
You play again 2 weeks from today. What happens between now and then?
They'll finish up their exams and head for home, and then we'll come back the 26th and have about 2 or 3 days of practice, and then play in a classic at Northwestern on a Wednesday, Thursday, the 27th, 28th. Or 28-29, and then we actually play 3 times the following week. So we'll have 5 games before the students come back. Lots of practice, lots of fun together. You know, it's really fun when you can practice. We'll be able to practice with the whole team, you know, and that'll be something just very unusual for us, because we won't have labs or anything like that. So we'll be able to get everybody there to practice, and I think that'll help us and help our focus and help our cohesion a lot.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensman talking about tonight's game with the Morningside Mustangs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the men's contest right after this.